Hello, everyone, and welcome to Full Time, where we take you around the world of soccer, locally, regionally, nationally, and internationally. Full Time is presented by The Game Sports Show and powered by The Game Entertainment and Media. You are listening to Season 2, Episode 6 of Full Time. I am your host, Daniel Scarpino, and with me is our co-host, Gaetano Gallo. Before we begin today's show, Full Time is sponsored by Little Caesars Pizza. With their three locations in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, you can download and access the Pizza Portal app so you can enjoy a delicious, hot and ready pizza from Little Caesars today. We remind our listeners that Full Time is a weekly recorded podcast on the Game Sports Show. Recordings of Full Time occur every week, and uploads to all of our platforms for public viewing and listening occur every week as well. Folks, it is nothing short of fantastic to be here with each of you on today's podcast. Your support of our show is equally as fantastic, and we are incredibly grateful for it. G, it's another great night to talk about the beautiful game. How are you, brother?
I'm doing great, Scarps. How are you?
All is good on my end, G. Thanks for asking. Some exciting news to swing everybody's way. This week, we will be doing a double upload of Full Time. That's right, a double upload. This show is a World Cup semifinal preview show. Our next show will be recorded on Wednesday, December 14th, 2022, and that will be a World Cup final preview show. So definitely a lot to look forward to today and in 2 days' time once the semifinals conclude. In today's show, we will be largely reviewing the quarterfinal matches at the World Cup, which took place this past weekend. As well, we will be previewing the upcoming semifinals at the World Cup, which take place tomorrow and Wednesday. As always, if anyone would like to listen to our previous content, please check us out at Full Time on the Game Sports Show. And without further ado, Gaetano, and to everyone who has taken the time to tune in here today, let's kick off. We begin today's show in a rather somber fashion by addressing the unfortunate passing of Grant Wall. Grant Wall was a 48-year-old American soccer journalist who was covering the World Cup in Qatar. He collapsed during the Argentina-Netherlands match. Several details regarding his collapse are still unclear. Gaetano, a tragic story to put it mildly, and the news comes to us as a huge shock. The floor is yours, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, like you said, it's a shock out of nowhere, only 48. But not only was Grant Wall one of the best sports journalists in the world, but also he was a massive advocate for the LGBTQ community and a prominent voice for women's soccer as well. You know, he had a massive platform, was probably the biggest soccer journalist in North America. And he used his platform to elevate those whose stories needed telling. You know, his last article that he posted was about the human rights abuses in Qatar. You know, and he was just an A-plus human being. He was a giant of the industry and just an immeasurable loss to the world of soccer.
I think you just worded that so beautifully, Gaetano. Man, absolute highest praise for this man. And you can only feel anything, you can't feel anything less than heartbroken. And the United States Soccer Federation actually released a statement and said, quote, "The entire U.S. soccer family is heartbroken to learn that we have lost Grant Wall. Grant made soccer his life's work, and we are devastated that he and his brilliant writing will no longer be with us. And here at Full Time, our thoughts, prayers, and heartfelt condolences go out to the entire family of Grant Wall and the wider footballing community who are impacted by Grant Wall's passing. May he forever rest in peace." Folks, we now switch gears in the name of football by, of course, assessing and reviewing the quarterfinal games that took place this past weekend at the World Cup. G, not a single one of these games let us down in terms of entertainment. Just how amazed were you by all of them?
Like, it's been incredible, Scarfs. It feels like every time we talk about how like great this tournament is and how great the games have been. And every time, like the next set of games is just better and better and better.
Yeah, it seems that the World Cup continues to get better with every stage and with every game. And sometimes that's not always possible. There's sometimes these sort of plateau-based moments where the competition goes stale for a bit. But it just seems like the tournament continues to get better and better. And that just makes our conversations all the more rich. So certainly I'm on board with you for that, that it just continues to be so amazing game after game. The first place that we're going to start is with Croatia and Brazil. And if you didn't believe in the old adage of it's not over till it's over, certainly you do now. After 90 minutes of scoreless football, it was extra time that was meant to decide this contest. A Neymar goal for Brazil in the 105th minute set the stage for Brazil to go through to the semifinal. That was until Bruno Petkovic turned up in the 117th minute, tying the game and ultimately setting up a dramatic penalty shootout. On penalties, it became anybody's game, and it was Croatia who rolled their incredible high and thus completing a comprehensive comeback, winning 4-2 on penalty kicks. Gaetano, so many people did not expect this result. I was quite happy to have been able to predict this one correctly. It's yet another win for Croatia on penalty kicks. Your thoughts on the match?
Yeah, I can't say I'm surprised by it. You know, if you had told me before, like, oh, Croatia is going to beat Brazil on penalties, I could see it happening. That's the way Croatia likes to play. They're not a very expansive team, very defensive. Probably take it to 120 minutes in penalties. I was more surprised that Brazil, they didn't look great in this game. Other than the, like the Neymar goal, like they didn't create a lot. They didn't pressure Croatia too much. I was really, really shocked by that.
I too was a little bit surprised because obviously, like you said, the Neymar goal was a wonderfully worked goal. It was the classic case of give and go. It was ball being played between the lines, ball back to Neymar, ball played between the lines, back to Neymar, and then he scored a good goal by going around the goalkeeper and putting it into the roof of the goal. But at the end of the day, I also thought that Brazil almost looked a little bit lethargic, and I thought to myself, well, they really don't have much of a reason to be given the amount of players that got to play. They got through to the round of 16 and got to rest their players in the third game of the group stage. So I'm with you. Brazil didn't look right, but Croatia, obviously, given their experience, they were able to find a way in the end to get over the line. And in what other fashion but penalties? They certainly know that way more than probably, I would say, any other team in this tournament. So kudos to them indeed. Next, we go to another exciting quarterfinal match where the Netherlands played Argentina. The game looked all but dead after 73 minutes once Argentina had gone up 2-0. 10 minutes later, as amazing of a shift as you can imagine, Wout Weghorst scored 2 goals before the full-time whistle, bringing the game level at 2-2. Nothing could be settled in extra time, so it was on to penalties to decide who would be moving on to the semifinal. Between mind games and nerves of steel, it was Argentina who prevailed on penalties by a score of 4-3. Gaetano, what an unbelievable comeback by the Netherlands, only to be capped off by an outstanding penalty shootout. We both had Argentina in this one, and we were correct. Give us your breakdown here of this one, G.
So I got to tell the story of me watching this game at work. I took my break for the last, so I could watch the last 15 minutes. And Argentina's up 2-0. I'm like, this is great. I finish my break. I'm happy. Messi's going through. About 5 minutes later, I just go to check a notification on my phone. It goes, waiting for extra time. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, just like nuts. And from that point on, I couldn't not watch it. An unbelievable game. Probably my favorite game of the tournament so far.
Yeah, and I said in that last analysis of the Brazil-Croatia game about, you know, it's not over till it's over. If anything, this game almost summated that in just the same amount of work, because if you take a look at when the second goal was scored, I think it was in the 11th minute of stoppage time or something like that off of that free kick. So I'm with you that it was just absolutely entertaining. And when everything seemed to be all but dead for the Netherlands, they clawed themselves back and they got themselves back into the match. And then, like you said last week on penalties, it becomes anybody's game. And it certainly did become anybody's game. And obviously the way that the Netherlands started that penalty shootout didn't look so good, but then they crawled their way back and then they almost had it towards the end, but just an absolutely riveting contest. And a bit sad that the Netherlands had to go out, but rightfully so, Argentina do go through. As always, in the world of football, we must expect the unexpected, and Morocco has been creating such realities for us all tournament long. It was Morocco and Portugal who met in a fun quarterfinal matchup Saturday morning. While Portugal saw the landslide of possession, it was Morocco's counter-attacking qualities that propelled them to a first-half lead, where Youssef and Naziri converted a cross on the stroke of halftime. Putting on a massive defensive display, Morocco was able to hold their 1-goal lead, winning by a score of 1-0 after 90 minutes of hard, hard work. Gaetano, Ronaldo left on the bench to start the match for Portugal, but no matter what Portugal did, none of their questions were answered. You picked Morocco in this game, Gaetano, and you were spot on. Your analysis here, sir.
Yeah, I think, it wasn't pretty. Morocco's played some nicer football than that, but they got the job done. they're just that team unit, that cohesiveness is just unbelievable. And I think Portugal just didn't have an answer for it. And especially when Ronaldo came on and everything kind of gets forced through him, they didn't have enough to beat Morocco in this one.
Well, and you just said their cohesiveness, and I think that's a wonderful word to use because Morocco is about all of that and some. So it's a case of togetherness and unity, and you could see that it is a team game. Yes, they have Hakimi and Ziyech, and they have some other decent players, but what they had to commit to defensively after they had scored that goal, before the goal too, but especially after that goal, my God, it was just a case of, well, we're going to have to defend for our lives. And like you said, it wasn't the prettiest of games from Morocco, but at this stage of the competition, it almost doesn't matter. It's about getting the job done, and Morocco did just that. First African team, Gaetano, to get through to a semifinal of a World Cup, so congratulations to them. They've certainly been the Cinderella story of this tournament, and it's been wonderful to watch. Finally, it was perhaps the quarterfinal that had the absolute most quality on display, where England met France. It only took France 17 minutes to break the game open, going up 1-0. A Harry Kane penalty on 54 minutes brought the game level. None other than Olivier Giroud found the back of the net with just 12 minutes remaining in the match. Late in the contest, VAR was visited after Mason Mount was brought down inside the penalty area. After the penalty was awarded, it was Harry Kane to step up to take yet another penalty, his second of the game. Incidentally, he was up against his club teammate and goalkeeper, Hugo Lloris. The mind games and footballing psychological warfare was at an all-time high. In the end, it wasn't meant to be for Harry Kane as he blasted his penalty well over the bar. This game ended 2-1 in favor of the reigning World Cup champions, France. For our predictions, we both picked England in this one, and unfortunately, we both got it wrong. Gaetano, an unthinkable amount of drama in this one. Your assessment of this match?
Oh, I loved this, Scarps. All the intertwining stories, you know, the Harry Kane against Hugo Lloris, it was just beautiful. I think the better team on the night prevailed in France. I thought they played much better than England. There was a lot of talk after about Harry Kane taking that second penalty and, you know, should England have brought someone else on, you know, Callum Wilson, should Marcus Rashford have taken the penalty? I don't think there's any scenario possible, unless Harry Kane is off the pitch, that he doesn't take that penalty.
Yeah, you know what? I'm leaning with you on that because I was listening to a plethora of post-match conferences and analysis and what have you, even today. And hindsight is a wonderful thing in the world of sports because everybody's a genius after the result has been shown, right? So it's always a case of, well, I would have done this and I would have done that. But really, Harry Kane is the main man. He's the man that takes your penalties. And who else is going to be more confident to step up and take one? Probably nobody in that side. So I'm not on Gareth Southgate by any means for that. Of course, it was always going to be difficult for Harry Kane to take a second penalty, but he's done it on occasions before at club level and international level. So it became a case of, well, he's your main man to take a penalty, let him take it. So I'm with you on that for sure. A lot of discontent, Gaetano, with the referee in this game. It seemed that a lot of the English media is saying that the referee wasn't particularly fair. What did you make of that situation regarding the referee in this game?
So I think for both England penalties, he kind of gets a let off because VAR intervened and, you know, called the penalties. And it's fine that he missed those in those moments. I don't think that's the worst thing in the world. I think really, other than the foul on Bukayo Saka about a minute before the first French goal, like, other than that, he didn't have a terrible game. I thought it was okay. Nothing crazy either way.
Yeah, I think okay is probably a decent way to summarize it because it was like you said, just the big ones. I thought the one on Mason Mount, even, you know, my dad and I were watching it live together. I'm like, as a referee, how don't you see that immediately? But at least you have VAR there to check it. I did think that Saka was fouled in the lead up to the French goal. That's just my personal opinion. I also thought that there was a foul on Harry Kane on the edge of the penalty area as well in the first half. But again, we're kind of splitting hairs on that. But I'm not sure it was the referee necessarily who costed the game. A lot of people now now are on to Gareth Southgate as well. And I think that this might be his eventual exit because of how harsh the English media and the English fan base has been with Gareth Southgate. I'd love for him to stay. I think he's an exceptional coach. And I think that this English team is really, really good. And I think just on the day, they were probably ousted by maybe a slightly better team in France. And I almost want to say too, Gaetano, was kind of a tale of two halves. I felt like in the first half, France was slightly better. In the second half, England was slightly better. But in the end, it would be wise and reasonable to say that France deserved to get through, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. And just on Gareth Southgate quickly, I don't think there's a better manager available to manage England right now. So you're only going downhill if you fire him.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for in some cases, because if it goes well, it goes well. But if you wish for something and it goes bad, you're kind of kicking yourself for a long, long time. So to review our picks, we both do a 50-50 split here, G. I picked 2 out of 4 games correctly, and you picked 2 out of 4 games correctly. We just can't seem to break the deadlock. It's now on to the semifinal predictions here momentarily, and perhaps after this round, just maybe we'll find a winner. How difficult has this World Cup been to pick in terms of our results, Gaetano?
We've done a pretty decent job. We went 10 for 14. In the group stages, and now, you know, 2 for 4 here. It's, you know, you have like a Morocco upsetting Portugal, like, you know, that's gonna happen. But then, you know, you have an England France game or the Netherlands Argentina, where really both teams could have gone through. I would say it's been almost impossible to predict these games.
I agree, and I'd like to see if anybody has had this tournament picked 100% correct, and I'm willing to say that is, like you said, impossible. So regardless of how we feel on and regardless of how we've done in terms of our pick, and we have done a pretty good job so far, well over 50%, closer to 75% if anything, our wager of an adult beverage still awaits, so we'll see if we can make something happen here in the semifinal. This is Daniel Scarpino and Gaetano Gallo, and you are listening to Full Time on the Game Sports Show. A reminder that Full Time is sponsored by Little Caesars Pizza. You can download and access the Pizza Portal app for any of the 3 locations in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. Have a delicious, hot and ready pizza from Little Caesars today. World Cup semifinal matches kick off tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. The first of the 2 matches will be between Argentina and Croatia. To summarize both teams' journey at this tournament, Argentina began the tournament with a shock loss to Saudi Arabia. Since that moment, they never really looked back, as they have since won 4 straight games, albeit their last match on penalties. Croatia, on the other hand, have seemingly drawn their way to this point. After 4 of their 5 matches, this tournament ended in a tie after 90 or 120 minutes. Croatia find themselves in yet another World Cup semifinal. Gaetano, for me, both of these teams serve as good comparisons from predecessors at major tournaments previously. Argentina's run kind of reminds me of Spain at the 2010 World Cup, when they lost their opening match and then went on an outstanding run for the remainder of the tournament. Croatia, in a different way, remind me of Portugal in 2016, when they essentially drew their way to a European Cup final, essentially, finding ways to win games late on. Gaetano, this match is set to be just amazing, in my opinion. First, what do you make of these 2 teams? And second, who do you think will send themselves through to the World Cup final?
So I think both teams have had really great tournaments, respectively. You know, Croatia is not a big flashy team. They're going to take you to penalties probably every time. Whereas Argentina are a little more high octane, going to score a lot of goals. You know, I think they've both played really, really well. This is so tough to predict, but I'm going to go Argentina in extra time.
Well, I have a funny feeling that, and you know what, it's difficult to say in some ways, because if the game goes long, Croatia has more minutes in their legs, so they're probably a little bit more fatigued than Argentina. I just feel as though maybe Croatia has a little bit more, a little bit more of a solid defensive unit, if you will, maybe a little bit more structured, a little bit more safe. And I feel like at this stage of the tournament, that could really bode well for them. If a risk is taken and they can get caught out, I feel like Croatia can seriously hurt them, the Argentinians, that is, on the counterattack. So I'm going to be a little bit different here, Gaetano. I'm going to go Croatia. I'm going to say that Croatia gets back to the World Cup final just like they did in 2018. So we're going to split there. We're going to see what happens in that game, but certainly going to be a fun contest, and I'm very excited for that one tomorrow. The second semifinal at this World Cup will be between France and Morocco. France has held a steady pace at this tournament, collecting 6 out of 9 possible points in the group stage. In the knockout phase, France has won both of their matches with incredibly high offensive efficiency, despite having some key players out of the lineup at this tournament. Morocco has been riding the most incredible wave at this tournament, having themselves an exemplary group stage run, claiming 7 out of 9 points. In the knockout phase, they were successful against 2 difficult opponents, beating one of them on penalties and the other with a tremendous defensive display. Gaetano, in my opinion, this France team is just class all the way around. They are missing the likes of Benzema, Kante, Pogba, Kimpembe, and a few others. I think the manager, Didier Deschamps, I think he deserves immense credit for what he has done with this group. And defensively, they have looked shaky in some moments, but their attacking play and ability to finish off those attacking actions in the final third has been sensational to watch. And Morocco really is the Cinderella story of this tournament, if you will. No one really had any big expectations of them, and they've showcased themselves to be a formidable team on every level. It really has been and is amazing to see this underdog story continue. Gaetano, give us your breakdown of these two sides, and who do you have getting into the World Cup final from this game?
Yeah, I think you summarized it pretty nicely there. France has just been France, you know, a giant in world football, doing what they do, winning the big games when they need to, and players stepping up to replace those injured players. They've been phenomenal to watch. They've just been France, exactly what you expect. And then you have Morocco, they're doing exactly what nobody expected them to do. You know, most people had them going out in the group stages, not even getting results there. Them beating Spain and Portugal in the knockout round is just ridiculous. You know, for a giant of, you know, world football to do that would be incredible. But for Morocco to do it, there's just not words for it. My heart says Morocco and my head says France. I'm torn right here for Scarps. I'm torn. Give me a minute here.
You take as long as you need. You know what? I'll tell you what. We'll flop it, and this is the wonderful thing of full time. We could just always go on the fly. I'll go ahead of you here, G, and I'm going to say that I don't know if this has ever happened. I actually haven't looked this up, so I can't say definitively, but I think that we're going to have a rematch of the 2018 World Cup final, and I'm going to say that France gets by Morocco. So I don't know entirely why I feel this way. I just feel like maybe with Morocco, what they've put into this tournament, I'm not sure how much further they can go. I keep saying that, but they keep advancing round after round. So I'm probably going to be proven wrong, perhaps. But I just feel as though France has enough quality, more than enough quality, shall I say, to get through. I think that they were a disappointment at the Euros. I think when they won the World Cup in 2018, they were sensational. And I just have this funny feeling that maybe it will be a rematch of 2018. So I'm going for France in this one. I think that it probably will end within 90 minutes. But if it went beyond that, I wouldn't be surprised either. So for me, it's going to be France to meet Croatia in the World Cup final.
I'm going to go with my heart. I'm going to go Morocco on penalties to go through.
Oh, my days. So a huge call from Gaetano. And man, oh, man, somebody must win now in this wager, because Gaetano, you have going to the World Cup final, you have Argentina and you have Morocco. I have Croatia and I have France. So this is going to be a sensational round of semifinal matches, which kick off tomorrow. And I'm really excited for this. All of our listeners, hopefully everyone could tune into this, but some big calls on both of our ends and some exciting times ahead, certainly. World Cup semifinal action will commence on Tuesday, December 13th at 2 p.m. between Argentina and Croatia. On Wednesday, December 14th, it will be France and Morocco, who will kick off at 2 p.m. as well. Please check your local television sports network for the games. Gaetano, how excited for you are this, man?
This is it feels weird because it's December. I'm getting ready for Christmas and I'm getting ready for a World Cup final. It's so exciting.
Never had anything like this in our lifetime. And if this is the only time, I certainly will take it. It's a great time to be a fan of a beautiful game. This is Daniel Scarpino and Gaetano Gallo, and you are listening to Full Time on the Game Sports Show. A reminder that Full Time is sponsored by Little Caesars Pizza. You can download and access the Pizza Portal app for any of the 3 locations in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. Have a delicious, hot and ready pizza from Little Caesars today. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Full Time. As we conclude today's show, we want to express how thankful we are for you all tuning in and having a listen. G, another fun one in the books, my friend. Thank you for everything tonight.
Oh, Scarfs, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Always.
Awesome, man. A reminder to our listeners that the next episode of Full Time will be recorded on Wednesday, December 14th, and uploaded Thursday, December 15th. That will be our World Cup final preview show. So again, in just 2 days' time, we'll be recording again and uploading the day thereafter. So please stay tuned in because we got another show coming for you in very quick succession. For weekly content, make sure to hit like, follow, and subscribe to all platforms of both the Game Sports Show and the Game Entertainment and Media on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and now back on Podbean. Be sure to check out our website at www.thegamesportsshow.com. That's www.thegamesportsshow.com. For Gaetano Gallo, my name is Daniel Scarpino, and thank you for tuning in to Full Time. We look forward to seeing you at kickoff next week back here on the Game Sports Show and the Game Entertainment and Media. Best always.